You're listening to SCAC Volleyball Podcast. Sam joined by Trinity University first-year outside hitter Margaret Emoti. And Margaret, first of all, thanks so much for joining us and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Margaret, the Tigers now 16-13 on the season, 8-6 in SCAC play. You guys have won 7 of your last 8 games as we head down the last stretch of regular season play before we get to the SCAC tournament. Just talk about this team's, I guess, confidence and chemistry as we head into the latter half of the season and get ready for the SCAC volleyball tournament in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think we're doing a lot better. This past weekend we gained a lot of momentum during our Southwestern match. And we ended up losing the match in 5 games, and it was really close, but it was good to see our team play with that much confidence and be a swagger going on for us. So I'm feeling pretty confident for the rest of our season and can't wait till conference play.
Individually, Margaret, you were outstanding this past weekend at the divisional where the Tigers went 2-1. You mentioned that tough loss to Southwestern, but we're able to pick up wins over Dallas and Austin. You hit a blistering 370 average, 3.15 kills per set, also had 10 blocks, 4 aces, and 14 digs. Just talk about individually how you were able to be so productive this past weekend.
Honestly, I think I would have to say it's because of my setter, Maren Stewart. She did a very good job this weekend, and I played in the middle this weekend instead of on the outside, and I think that a lot of the middle's success is due to the setter, and I think that I should give her a lot of credit for it. And I don't know, I just felt like it was my turn to step up and help the team earn a win.
You're now well into your first season as a collegiate volleyball player there at Trinity University in your freshman year, Margaret. Just talk about the transition that you've had to make coming from high school and club volleyball now to the collegiate level, and what's been sort of the most difficult thing you've noticed in that transition?
The most difficult thing is just trying to balance all the schoolwork and then playing volleyball every day, too, because club season, we only practice 2 or 3 times a week, and high school wasn't as intense as college ball is. So, I don't know, I think it's been a pretty big transition, also because I'm playing different positions almost every time I step on the court. So, I don't know, that's kind of a tough transition for me. It's just to have to deal with the adversity that's thrown at us. We've had a couple injuries on the team, and I've had to step in, play different positions, as well as some of my teammates, like Bridget Bowman. She also had to deal with some of that, too. So, I'd say that's probably the toughest thing.
Well, you know, finally, Margaret, you mentioned that the team is starting to play with some more confidence, and you mentioned the word swag. You have a game tonight against Shriner and then 4 more non-conference matches this weekend. Just talk about the importance of continuing to play well even in these non-conference matches as you guys take the number 5 seed into the SCAC tournament in 2 weeks.
I think it's very important that we don't overlook any of our opponents, especially Shriner tonight, because we've played them before, and as Coach always says, it's hard to beat a team the second time around, even a third time around. And I think that if we play well and we play the way that we did this past weekend, we'll be very successful in the conference tournament. It'll give us a lot of momentum and just build our confidence back up to where it was in the beginning of the season.
First-year outside hitter of Trinity University, this week's SCAC Volleyball Offensive Player of the Week, Margaret Emoti. Margaret, again, congratulations. Thanks so much for your time. Best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of your freshman year.
All right, thank you very much.